Ock, Republicans Using Woke as Derogatory Euphemism for Civil Rights. By Paul Bois on November 7, 2021. The open and proud socialist representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, declared on Sunday that Republicans have been using wokeness as a means to distract Democrats from pursuing racial justice. In a series of tweets, the congresswoman said that Democrats believing in the woke problem will hurt their chances for re-election because they rely on the racial justice issue of voting rights. One dangerous aspect of thinking there's a woke problem is that Dem chances for re-election or majorities in House, Senate, and WH rely on the racial justice issue of voting rights, she tweeted. Dems distancing from racial justice makes protection of voting rights less likely, ensuring losses. According to Ock, the term woke has been appropriated by Republicans as a derogatory euphemism for civil rights and justice, charging that Fox News not only serves to indoctrinate right-wingers but also to trick Democrats into believing that racial justice is controversial. Woke is a term pundits are now using as a derogatory euphemism for civil rights and justice. Making up a woke problem results in putting civil and voting rights on the back burner, she tweeted. In a year state legislatures are planning out GOP majorities and voter suppression, that's dangerous. People think Fox News is just about indoctrinating right-wingers, but it's also about conditioning Dems on what to run away from, she concluded. Framing racial justice as controversial is key to delaying the protection of voting rights, and others, until it's too late. We shouldn't indulge it. Ock waded into woke apologetics over the weekend when she publicly bashed Democratic strategist James Carville for arguing that stupid wokeness cost the Democrats in multiple elections last Tuesday, from Virginia to New Jersey to Seattle. W hat went wrong is just stupid wokeness, said Carville. Don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island, look at Buffalo, look at Minneapolis, even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, this defund the police lunacy. This take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. I mean that, people see that. It's just really, has a suppressive effect all across the country on Democrats. Some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something, Carville continued. They're expressing a language that people just don't use, and there's backlash and a frustration at that. Ock then charged Carville was merely repeating talking points straight from the echo chamber of Fox News. Like the average audience for people seriously using the word woke in a 2021 political discussion are James Carville and Fox News pundits, so that should tell you all you need to know, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted on Friday. And before people disingenuously complain woke is denigrating to older people, it's actually pundits like Carville using terms like woke to insult voters under 45 that's denigrating, she later added. Don't wonder why youth turnout falls when Dems talk about them like this. We need everyone.